Well, this is a very quick rundown on the budget because, of course, myself and Tony Grew from ePolitics are going to have a longer chat later on College Green. But the key points to look out for is the fuel stabiliser, of course. This means that because of the high price of fuel at the moment, those oil companies who take oil from the North Sea will have to pay 62% in tax rather than 50%. So it's a 12% levy on them, if you like. However, if oil falls below around $75 a barrel, and this is to be confirmed for a sustained period, also to be confirmed, likely to be 3 months, the end result of that would be that the escalator would be reintroduced. Now, the escalator has been scrapped under the current system, meaning that it has been 1p above the price of inflation. So, of course, the fuel stabiliser would see lower prices at the pump. When you take into consideration the government's VAT rise earlier this year, an average family saves 5p a litre. That's £3 to fill up a tank of a Ford Focus. Had the VAT not risen to 20%, if it were 17.5%, there would still be a 3p per litre or £1.50 per tank in a Ford Focus saving. So this is the big news, of course. Those who smoke, you're going to be punished slightly more than you ever have been in the past. The particular target is cheaper brand cigarettes. The government say this is on health grounds. Of course, there is a concern that what we're doing here is taxing the poorest hardest, because they're going to have to pay a 50p levy extra on the packet of cigarettes, whereas the so-called premium brands, your Marlboros and your Camels, etc., they're only going to go up by 33%. Now, of course, who buys cheap cigarettes? It's the poorest in society. So, understandably, there are people who are concerned about that particular measure. However, 1.1 million people to date have been taken out of the tax system altogether. Next year, we'll be seeing an increase to somewhere in the region of £8,630, if I remember correctly. Currently, it's £8,105 you do not pay income tax. And, of course, the goal by the end of the Parliament is to raise that to £10,000, taking anybody out of tax who doesn't earn over £10,000. And the future rises are going to apply also to those who are receiving any form of higher form of tax rate, not just basic rate taxpayers. The other thing to be aware of, benefits already announced by the DWP are going to be linked to the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, rather than the RPI, the Retail Price Index. Of course, Labour MPs are saying that this punishes the poorest hardest. The government's are saying actually it's a very reasonable thing to be doing. So, of course, there's a brief rundown for you. The fuel stabiliser, roughly speaking, explained. One way or another, motorists get a slightly better end of the bargain just for the moment, but we'll see how that one develops. And, of course, more when we chat later with our pal, Tony Grew from ePolitics.com.